First off, Neil, I've got to ask the big question, which is what we've been talking about today. Can anyone stop Manchester City? And I imagine the first ones for that is, can Spurs stop Manchester City now?
The answer is no to both. I've been in Manchester now for nearly 20 years, and I've seen some fantastic teams, most of which have been at Old Trafford. And certainly the Roberto Mancini team that won the title was a sensational team as well. But I've not seen anything like this. The football that they play, the speed at which they pass, their interaction, and actually the sheer joy with which seems to be on the faces of the players while they're doing it, which was emphasised in their victory midweek against Swansea. Now that wasn't a huge win. Swansea are bottom and are poor, but the way they played at Old Trafford, and I've not seen a Man United team humbled in that way for a long time. It was only 2-1, but it was they were miles away from them. So no, I don't think anyone can stop them. I'd be surprised if they lost a single game in the league, and they're certainly not going to lose four. So you might as well plonk the title there now.
Is there an element of jealousy already about this team, because they're playing football that we've not seen before? I know we've seen it with Barcelona, etc., in the past, but this is like you said, it's a different level. Is there a bit of resentment? Are you picking up on that in Manchester at all?
Well, I mean, if you look at the Man United team, certainly from 1999 to about 2002, I mean, that was a sensational side, which I think stands alongside this one. They played football in a very different way, though. They were very quick from, you know, they could get from their own box into the opposition's goal in about four or five passes. It wasn't long ball. It was just very quick breaks and a very direct football, and it was stunning to watch. And they would destroy teams before half time. So we can't say that this City side is so much dramatically better than that side, because that side was exceptional. But I think they're very different. I think it's the intricacy of the passing, it's the movement, it's the little flicks, it's the way everyone knows where each other is. It's just a different, as you said in the question, it's just a different type of football that I think we've seen in this country ever, probably. It doesn't mean it's better, it's more exciting, because Manchester United was the most exciting team the country's seen probably in that period I referred to. But it's something very different, and you know, your comparison to Barcelona is absolutely spot on, because I saw Barcelona in both the finals where they beat Man United, where they played exactly like this Manchester City team are playing now. I'm not saying that this City team's as good, because they didn't have Messi, they didn't have Iniesta and the likes, but they've got David Silva, who's on another level, Sergio Aguero, who's probably the best striker or the best foreign import, I think, ever to come to the Premier League, and on we go through the team. So it's something special, and it's something, if you're neutral, that you, if they're playing near you, go along and watch, because it's really something to enjoy.
He seems to be getting the best out of Raheem Sterling. I mean, we're reading and hearing at the start of the year he could have been a make weight to get him to Arsenal and bring maybe Sanchez in, but he's having a great season, isn't he?
Well, absolutely, and I think City would have been, if they could have got Sanchez, I think City would have been willing to let him go. And it's, you know, so credit to Sterling for you know, stepping up and proving that he was worth the money. And he was right to make the move. And that, again, is down to the work of Guardiola with the players, with individuals. You know, there's no doubt Sterling had the talent. It was just getting it out of him, on a regular basis. And he's doing that with every single player right now. And, you know, the one thing, what they were missing last season was the goalkeeper. You know, they had a goalkeeper who couldn't use his hands. They've got a goalkeeper now who has put confidence back in the defence. The defence looked nervous last season because they had a poor goalkeeper behind them. It's different now. And that has been the major difference with Man City this season, the goalkeeper, and the confidence he's then given the four in front of him.
And you're exactly right, Ben.
I mean, I look at it now as well with Manchester City, and just the way that they've... The way that they're owned at the moment and the sort of the spending power that they have, they're obviously managing to get the likes of Guardiola in. Do you think we're going to be seeing Manchester City dominance, not just this year, but over the coming years as well?
Well, we should. But I thought we would see that with them when Mancini won his first title. But, you know, the backing that he wanted that summer to get the players he wanted, it for whatever reason, it just didn't happen. I think it's going to be different now because Guardiola has the link with Soriano and Bergerstein and in the boardroom that Mancini didn't have. So as long as Guardiola is there, Manchester City, for me, are going to be winning the league because this won't get, you know, this isn't a one-off. This will continue and this will get better. Because we've seen it happen at Barcelona, we've seen it happen at Bayern Munich. Now, you know, I have to say that Bayern Munich, he inherited treble winners, so that wasn't so dramatic. But he had a major influence on what happened at Barcelona, you know, taking them up to another level that maybe in club football we haven't seen since maybe the great Ajax team of Cruyff and what have you. So as long as Guardiola is there, it's going to take one hell of a team to beat them. But the one team that did beat them in Spain and did get in under his skin and did manage to overhaul them was Real Madrid under Jose Mourinho. So I certainly wouldn't rule him out. And let's remember, when we're talking about Manchester United, and, you know, a lot of people thought it was a humiliation last Sunday, in four of the last 10 seasons, the points total Man United have got right now would put them top of the table. So this is how exceptional this Manchester City team is.
I was going to ask you, who are their biggest challenges? Is it United across the City? They face Spurs this weekend. We all admit they didn't get off to a great start. There's a lot of talk about Wembley, etc. But are Spurs the best footballing team in terms of being able to compete with this Manchester City side?
No. Manchester United are. You know, I mean, just because there's a lot of short passes and all this sort of thing, does that make you a better team? I don't know. I mean, for me, however you do it, the better team is the one with more points. And, you know, people used to go on about, you know, like the Bolton team under Sam Allardyce. Oh, you know, they didn't play football the right way and all that. Yeah, but they got the wins. They got the points. It's about, and that's what Mourinho's about. And that's what he was about at Real Madrid. That's what he was about. You know, you got to remember, like, Inter Milan were not. In a good situation when he went there, and he turned them into European champions. So this is why I'm saying, while this City team is fabulous, the next best team is Manchester United, without a shadow of a doubt. They have power, they have strength, they have the best defence, I think, in Europe. They've got the best goalkeeper in the world. So Manchester United are the biggest challengers and will be in the coming years.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there as well, Neil. And just finally, before you go, of course, we all talk about how many they've won so far and whether or not they could go unbeaten this season. But would it be a bit of a miss? Would there be something about this season that wasn't right if they didn't manage to win the Champions League, which is what the owners have wanted for so long?
Yeah, I mean, the slight problem is there's they've got a lack of pedigree in the Champions League. But I mean, for me, they are currently the best team in Europe alongside Barcelona and Real Madrid. Barcelona aren't as good as they were. Real Madrid are slacking a little bit in La Liga. People look at PSG. They've lost a couple of games recently. So, you know, they have the manager. They have the manager who knows how to win it. As do Manchester United, might I point out. I wouldn't rule them out for the Champions League either. So I think it would it be a disappointment if they won the league back? No, it wouldn't be. But you're right that the owners, the ultimate aim is to win that Champions League. And just before you go, when you were introducing me, I think you were talking about Huddersfield and what have you. When we're talking about best teams, best players, I've been to Huddersfield three times this season, and for best atmospheres, that is the best in the Premier League for me. And while it only might get 25,000, the atmosphere that's created at that ground is absolutely brilliant, and I've loved the occasions I've gone there.
Oh, well, it has been absolutely fantastic. Mm. I mean, we've been there a few times, Mike. It's been absolutely phenomenal this last season and a half, what Wagner's managed to do there. Not just there, but in the atmosphere as well. You've seen it change so much since Chris Powell,
haven't
you? Yeah,
it has. You know, it has. They're doing really well. Last one, then. Do you think they can stay at Huddersfield, Neil?
I also just love the fact that the chairman, you wouldn't know he's the chairman. With his two sons next to him punching the air. Can I stay up? Yes, I think they will stay up, but basically on that home form and that home atmosphere. I've seen them beat Manchester United there and Newcastle and West Brom, and they seem to be a very different team at home. Although Chelsea were exceptional the other night when they dismantled them, and you know, there's a vast difference in talent between the two teams. But certainly the home form, as it is with a lot of teams that get promoted, is vital. And theirs is good. But again, that atmosphere is just fabulous. It's like everyone's just having a party every game.
It certainly is. And Neil, it's been an absolute pleasure. Every time we talk, it's been an absolute pleasure. So really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for coming on the afternoons today.
Okay, anytime. Anytime.
Thanks a lot there. Neil Custis there, joining us, football writer for The Sun, covering Manchester United and Manchester City.
I'm going to